Hi, I'm Pete McCall, the All About Fitness podcast, and this episode is going to be a quick fit tip. Quick fit tips are just shorter episodes where I cover a specific topic. This episode, I want to talk about what you do when you travel. We all know travel is a part of life, whether you travel for work, whether you travel for fun. You know, some of you may not like to travel, and that's cool. This may not be for you. But for those of us that travel, we're road warriors. You know, the hard part is, if we're fitness enthusiasts, how do we make time for our workouts, and how do we make time, you know, especially when we have to travel? So I'm going to share with you a few things of what I do. Now, a little bit about what I do. For the last maybe 10, 12 years, I've traveled relatively extensively teaching workshops and speaking at fitness conferences around the world. And just recently, I just got back from a trip where I spent a couple days in Hong Kong. I spent a couple days in Australia, down in Melbourne, Australia. And then I hopped over to the Middle East to go to Oman. So what I do is I work with a couple different companies. One of my contracts is with Core Health and Fitness. Core Health and Fitness is the parent company of Nautilus and Stairmaster, Star Trek treadmills and cardio equipment, and Schwinn Indoor Cycling. So for Star Trek, or not Star Trek, but for Stairmaster and Nautilus, they bring somebody like me in when a gym is opening up and has a whole bunch of new equipment. A master trainer like myself will go in and will work with the staff to teach them the equipment. All the major brands have master trainers. I'm not the only one. They're not. You've heard a number of them on the show. That's one of the reasons why I started the podcast, is because there is a whole network of us who travel internationally around the world. And so we're doing these. We'll do workshops. One weekend we might be in Asia. Another weekend we might be in Latin America. Another weekend we might be, you know, somewhere in the middle of the United States. And we are fitness professionals. A lot of us have been trainers and instructors for years. But our job now is to go around and coach other trainers and instructors. And we have to do a lot. I do a lot of travel. This is going on my third or fourth year of being 1K on United, which means my butt has spent more than 100,000 miles in United airplane seats. I wrote my book, Smarter Workouts. I wrote a lot of my book in hotel rooms and airplane seats on my trips. So I'm going to share with you some of the stuff that I do when I travel. And I'm not the paradigm of health. I am not Johnny Sixpack. I am whatever. I am just somebody who enjoys exercise and enjoys fitness. But one of the first things I do is, if I get a choice to pick a hotel, I will look for a hotel that's either near a fitness center. And most of the time when I travel, I'm going to go work at a health club, or I'm going to go work at a studio where I'm delivering a workshop. So I'll pick a hotel near that studio or workshop, so it's easy for me to get to. And a lot of times I'll pick hotels based on what they have for fitness centers. Marriott does a pretty good job with their fitness centers. Westin, which is now owned by Marriott, they're all the same company. Westin actually has an agreement with TRX, and I interviewed the founder of TRX, Randy Hetrick, about this a number of episodes ago. But TRX in the Westin hotels now has TRX training centers in Westin hotels. Hyatt has usually done a relatively good job of having fitness centers. You know, they have different lines of equipment. So overall, if you're going to a business hotel, you're going to be in relatively good shape about having access to at least a little fitness center, which will have some dumbbells, maybe a couple medicine balls, and maybe a couple pieces of cardio equipment. Well, folks, that's exactly why I wrote my book, Smarter Workouts, is if you travel and you find yourself in a hotel gym and there's only dumbbells or there's some medicine balls and you want to know what to do, well, in Smarter Workouts, I show you what to do using only one piece of equipment. Like, I show you three different workouts using just one set of dumbbells. I show you three different workouts using one medicine ball. But usually you can go into one of these hotel gyms and have a selection for what you want to do. And if you follow routine regularly, whether you work with a trainer or you take classes, most hotel gyms will give you the space to do that. Now, when you travel internationally, this is where it becomes a little bit more interesting, right? Is because internationally, some of the international hotels are getting better at this, but they are not there yet. If you're in a Western hotel internationally, you're more than likely going to have a little bit of a fitness center. Where I was in Hong Kong recently, the fitness center, I think, had a recumbent bike, a treadmill, it had a couple medicine balls and a couple stability balls, and that was it. And so if you are in some of these smaller fitness centers, you have to be really creative about what you do. And that can be, you know, just for body weight exercises. Now, I'm going to take a step back, because before I travel, if I'm only doing like a 2 or 3 day trip, I really don't worry about exercise that much. Like, if I'm getting ready to go, and usually sometimes I'll go teach a workshop. So I travel on Friday, I teach the workshop on Saturday, and I fly home Saturday night. You know, that can be an example. If I'm doing one of those trips, I don't really worry about it. I look at the travel time as kind of like a structured time off. So what I'll do, if I'm taking a 2 or 3 day trip, the week before my 2 or 3 day trip, I'll work out really hard. Meaning I'll go harder, I'll do an extra HIIT session. I'll go harder with strength training. Whatever training protocol I'll do a really hard intensity on those weeks I have a short trip. That's something from sports conditioning or from conditioning called overreach. That's like a functional overreach. What that means is you want to stress yourself. You want to do a little more work than normal because you're going to take a couple days off. That's like if you've ever run and you've done a taper, you know, before you do a race, usually you're going to do your highest volume of training right before the taper, because when you taper, you back off and you start resting. So if I'm taking a short trip for only 2 or 3 days, I look at that as kind of a period of rest. And so I do a couple of really hard workouts before that short trip and use that short trip as kind of a break, and where I may do some mobility exercises, but I don't plan anything strenuous. Now, if I'm going to be gone for 3 or 4 days, now I know that I'm going to have to hit a couple of workouts while I'm traveling. On 3 or 4 day trips, and those are usually conferences, like fitness conferences, you arrive on a Wednesday or a Thursday and you stay through till Saturday. And even though you're at a fitness conference, you still need to make time for your own workouts. So on those, if I'm on a 3 or 4 day trip on a conference, I want to make sure I'm at a hotel that has access to a fitness center. Because usually in conferences, if you're at a conference, you don't have the time to go to a health club or go anywhere else. You have to make sure there's something on site. Now, one of the things I'll do for that also is look around. Are we staying somewhere where there's an outdoor workout area? Because I don't know about you, but if I'm in meetings all day, if I'm in a hotel conference room all day, if I'm just inside all day, sometimes I want to get outside for a workout. That could be just as simple as a walk. You know, walk a mile, mile and a half to go to some restaurants, or take a walk around. But I really, sometimes when I travel, and you don't really get a chance to do sightseeing, but what I will do is take a look around. And is there a park near the hotel? Is there an area where I can go for a walk? What can be done outside? Is there an area for an outdoor workout? Is there a park there? And you can go on Google Earth. You can use various map apps, and you can see if there are parks there and what the equipment is. And yes, I'm a geek. Yes, I plan that out ahead of time. So short trips, 1 day, 2 days, you know what? I'm not really too worried about it. Use that as a little rest and recovery. Trips like 3 or 4 days, I usually try to plan the hotel, make sure I can use a hotel fitness center. Longer trips, though, if you have Instagram, if you're on Instagram, I really invite you to follow PeteMcCall_fitness, because I documented what I did on my recent trip. I spent about 13 days on the road. I traveled between 3 different continents. Well, I'm kind of counting the Middle East as a separate continent. That's a whole different thing. But I traveled from Hong Kong to Australia to Middle East. And I stayed active on the entire trip. Now, I got really lucky because in Hong Kong and Australia, I was near some great outdoor workout areas. But the point being is you're not limited by space. You're limited by imagination. And you're limited by knowing what to do. So sometimes, you know, an outdoor workout should just be going for a walk. Sometimes it could be doing a little bit of track work. And I had the opportunity to do that both in Australia and Hong Kong. You know, sometimes, you know, like in Oman, the Middle East, it was way too flipping hot to be outside. So I had to make do with the space that was available indoors. And thankfully, the hotel I was in Oman had a little bit of a health club in it with some squash courts. Doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes it does. So if you do a lot of travel, if you're on the road a lot, whether it's for work or it's for fun, and you want to maintain your fitness routine, go to my Instagram feed, PeteMcCall_fitness. I show you mobility workouts. I show you a couple of mobility workouts I do after I've been on a plane. And on this last trip, I flew not only to Asia, but the flight from Australia to the Middle East was 14 hours in one shot. Yeah, that's right. 14 hours in the plane at one time. Thankfully, it was a 787, so there's a little bit of room to move around. But you have to be very creative about how to move and how to do that. So when you look at how you plan, you know, your workouts when you travel, you just need to be smart. You need to be consistent. And the way I look at it, folks, is like this. We know that more than about 10 days or 2 weeks, if you take more than 10 days or 2 weeks off of exercise, you're going to start losing a little bit of strength. You're going to start losing a little bit of cardiorespiratory fitness. Your body, it's about 10 or 14 days where your body will start losing some of the adaptations. So if you're doing a longer trip, if you're going to have a lot of work going on, and when I do these longer trips, I'm doing different workshops in different cities, but when you do these longer trips, it is not an anabolic time, meaning it's not a period of growth, it's a period of maintenance. So if I'm on the road for 4 days or 10 days or 12 days, I am not looking at hard workouts that are going to cause growth, like muscle growth. I'm not even looking at workouts for fat burning or just calorie burning. I'm just looking at maintenance workouts. I'm looking at 30 to 40 minutes, mobility moves primarily, you know, keep the hips happy, keep the thoracic spine happy, keep your shoulders happy. A little bit of core training, a little bit of strength training. Get the heart rate up with some body weight stuff. It does not need to be that complicated. But what it does need to be is it needs to be consistent. If you're on the road, you know, if you normally work out 45 to 60 minutes really hard and you're on the road, trust me, 15 minutes makes a difference. You feel better. And if you had a long day, you're like, oh man, I know I got to go meet those guys. They want to go out to drinks because, in all honesty, I don't want to complain because it is really, it's an honor. The hardest part about when you travel is when you get invited out to dinner. And I don't drink, and I have a hard time hearing in loud restaurants. There are sometimes I'm like, guys, all I want to do is go back to the gym and just do a little bit of, I just want to work out a little bit, sweat a little bit, and just lay down and just blah. But you have to go out and do these dinners, and that can be tough to try to fit that in, but that's when I'll go for a walk. You know, I'll definitely try to go for a walk around the hotel if I'm in an area where it's secure. Obviously, some of the countries I've been in, just like America, there's some neighborhoods in America I would not go out walking late at night. But some of the countries I've been in, I definitely wouldn't do that either. Point being, you need to make time. And if you're somebody that exercises regularly and you're on the road for travel and you're in the airports, walk around. I don't understand how people get to the gate and sit there for 20 minutes before the airplane when you're going to be sitting in a tube for the next 3 hours. So anytime before I board the plane, I'm always walking around. I'm always strolling around. I'm standing up. I'm moving. I wait to sit down until the last minute, because I know that once I get in the airplane seat, it's going to be hard to get up and down, you know, because of just that's the way airplane travel is. So at the airport, I try to move around as much as possible. When I can, I try to walk up and, you know, up the escalators. You know, it's always funny. You can always tell who the other fit people are because we're the ones that put our suitcases on our shoulder and we're taking the steps up, you know, especially at O'Hare going between the C and the B concourses. You can always tell the fit people there. I'm going to have a couple links below in the show notes. One, I'm going to link below to my Instagram page so you can see how I stayed in shape on my recent trip. Two, I wrote a blog for 24 Life. 24 Life is the online magazine for 24-hour fitness. I wrote a blog for 24 Life that has some of my travel tips in it, including a little mobility workout that I do when I get to a hotel room. I filmed a mobility workout when I was in, I think I was either in Beijing or Shanghai last year. But a lot of what I do for travel is I cover Asia and Latin America for core health and fitness. So I am hopping the pond quite a bit to go west over to our friends over in Asia. But that's what I wanted to give you today. I wanted to give you a little bit of insight on how you can stay active while you travel. Plan ahead if you can. Pick out hotels that have fitness centers. Just be consistent. Find 15 to 20 minutes. Even just doing a little mobility work in your hotel room, doing some core exercises, you at least know that you did something productive that day. I know there are days where it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not really going to get a workout in. But hey, I did 15 minutes of, you know, stretching and core training in my room in the morning before I hopped in the shower. And I have to tell you, man, that really does help you feel good. Go for walks. You know, if you're traveling for work, combine sightseeing with your fitness. Take an opportunity to go for a walk or a run. Most hotels will have maps and have options for you. They know runners like to get out and see that. So ask at the concierge. And when you're planning longer trips, be consistent. Do a little something every day. Because trust me, folks, when it comes to your fitness, a little bit of something is better than a lot of nothing. Thanks for stopping by this episode. Check out my Instagram feed, PeteMcCall_fitness, to get travel fitness ideas. And I look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.